At times, they are seen taunting the men of their house. They present so many demands to them. The children follow the same trend. The children and the wife are like, we don't know about anything, we just want our things. At the end of the day, we've seen at many places that the man then resorts to earning haram income. Ma'adallah, at times, he indulges in bribery or he indulges in lying, or at times, the man even resorts to stealing, and then the very same women have a problem with this, as so much money is coming, but then police is also after the person, who then gets arrested as well. I would advise the women over here that, whenever you see that there is unusual amount of money coming in the house, then rather than being happy, it should ring alarm bells to you that where's this money coming from? No one's bothered about it. They're just too happy to get the money. Well, your salary is in thousands then. Where are these hundreds of thousands coming from? Ask about it. Because the way of the women of the past would be that, when the man would go outside the house, then they would say to them that, look, we will not consume haram. Don't feed us haram. We cannot bear the punishment of Allah. We will suffice upon little. And now things are other way around. They say that no matter how, the neighbor got jewelry. I need jewelry as well. I need new clothes for the wedding. There's always a limit. And you would have also seen that nowadays, many diseases are spreading due to frustration, tension and stress, diabetes and blood pressure is out of control. You pressurize the man so much, forgetting that he has a limited capacity. He can't do more than that. What should truly happen in this case is that women should sit with the man in the house who earns and establish the scope of their earning and how much can it be increased, and then have demand in accordance to that budget. Do not give men extra stress. Otherwise, if any mishap happens, then the same Islamic sisters, the same family members will cry. I remember an incident which took place with someone we knew. Our family also used to get shocked at times that overnight they got new cars, they got new property, when they got married, they spent millions. And we were totally shocked because we knew that the person doesn't earn that much. Now, a few days later, police came. The man got arrested and all properties and assets got seized. They were doing something fraudulent. The family members should have asked him, that where are you bringing all this from? You never bought even an earring for us and now you're buying a complete gold set? So the women didn't care about anything, they were just happy for getting all those things. They should ask the man instantly that if you're bringing haram, then we don't need it. We can't bear the punishment of hell. This is how the characters of Islamic sisters should also be. Things will prosper. When money is coming, everyone enjoys, but the man suffers at the end of the day. That is one thing, then disgrace and humiliation is another thing that they face. They get defamed all around their neighborhood as their social media as well. So avoid this practice and only earn halal.
We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.